Hi, this is Mighty John Marshall with This Day in Rock and Roll History on Downtown with Rich Kimball. On this day, November 25th, 2015, Casey Kasem's three children and his brother file a $250,000 wrongful death suit against his widow, Jean Kasem, claiming that elder abuse led to his death in 2014. Earlier in the year, prosecutors declined criminal charges on the decision that led to the family launching the civil case. On this day, 2000, the Beatles' album, simply titled One, a collection of their greatest hits, reaches number one in Great Britain. It will top the U.S. album chart a week later and will become the best-selling album in a total of 28 countries worldwide. On this day in 1989, songwriter Diane Warren is the author of the number one and number two songs on the Billboard Hot 100. When I See You Smile was a hit for Bad English, and Blame It on the Rain was credited to Milli Vanilli. On this day in 1986, for the first time in Billboard chart history, the top three spots are occupied by female artists. Number one is Cyndi Lauper's True Colors. Number two, Tina Turner with Typical Male. And number three, Janet Jackson and When I Think of You. On this day in 1969, John Lennon returns the MBE Award, Member of the British Empire, that he and the other Beatles had been given in 1965. He sent the medal back with a note that read, "Your Majesty, I am returning this MBE in protest against Britain's involvement in the Nigeria Biafra thing, against our support of America in Vietnam, and against cold turkey slipping down the charts. With love, John Lennon." On this day in 1968, over 10,000 fans watched Cream play their final two concerts at the Royal Albert Hall in London. During the show, the crowds chanted, "God save the Cream." Clapton and drummer Ginger Baker would continue to work together in blind faith. On this day in 1967, Incense of Peppermint by the Strawberry Alarm Clock hits the top of the Billboard Hot 100. The recording was initially intended as a B-side, and the lead vocal is actually that of a friend of the band, 16-year-old Greg Mumford, who was just hanging around during the session. Mumford was not even a regular band member, but ended up singing a tune that would become a rock and roll standard and sell over a million copies. Despite their success, Mumford never actually joined the original group, and drummer Randy Seal sang the song in concert. And on this day, November 25th, 1965, what major department store closed its doors for what reason? The answer's right after this.
Dunnett Incorporated is a family-owned business that's been serving the people of Central Maine since 1948, offering the best in appliances and mattresses from brands you know and trust, and they service what they sell. If you've had the experience of buying an appliance and finding that service means waiting on hold on a helpline, discover the Dunnett difference from pros who know what they're doing and are here to help. Visit them at 63 Washington Street, Penobscot Plaza in Bangor. Check out the website at dunnettinc.com or give them a call at 947-4572. Dunnett has done it again.
On this day, November 25th, 1965, a major department store closes its doors to the public so a group of rockers could do their Christmas shopping. That store was Harrods in London, and that group was the Beatles. Their hit at the time was Ticket to Ride.
Sure thing twice, surely right by me. Before she